Welcome to the Relationship Doctor Podcast. I'm Dr. Rachel Vanderbilt, and I'm providing advice backed by relationship science research to help make your relationships healthier and happier. In today's episode, we're going to talk about flirting. Perhaps the most ambiguous or uncertain part of being in a romantic relationship is understanding signals of attraction. One of the questions I'm asked the most is, how do I know if someone likes me? Nonverbal clues that a person is romantically or sexually interested in you can be difficult to parse out from just general friendly behaviors. With that, we can misinterpret those cues as being something more than friendly when the other person didn't mean for it to be. A behavior that signals that someone is attracted to you or is interested in you in a sexual way is called flirting. Flirting behaviors are important both in early stage relationships as well as in more mature relationships such as marriages. For people not in mature relationships, flirting helps to signal interest in something more from them. You may be interested in starting a sexual relationship with someone or escalating from a friendship to a more serious romantic relationship. You may flirt because it makes you feel good about yourself or to get someone to do something for you. In more established relationships, particularly in marriage, flirting can perhaps serve an even greater purpose than in those dating relationships. Flirting in long-term relationships helps to maintain interest in the relationship, signal a continued attraction to one another, and improve relationship satisfaction. One study asked married participants about their flirting behaviors with their partner. A consistent theme in the findings of the study was that people stopped seeing flirting as purely a way to show sexual attraction and moved towards other motivations, like feeling good about yourself and making their partner feel good about themselves and having fun with their partner, or to create intimacy, or to make their partner feel loved and valued. Researchers have also identified 5 flirting styles, or ways to display interest and attraction, that people may prefer or adhere to when attempting to court a potential romantic partner. The first is called traditional. This style of flirting adheres to gender norms. People who approach flirting in a traditional way feel that women should act uninterested while a man should be the active pursuer. This means they value men making the first move and feel that men should take control in initiating relationships. Women who score high in this style are not likely to flirt with potential romantic partners and may feel like they have a hard time getting men to notice them, while men who score high on this flirting style are more likely to take relationships slow and flirt with people they already have a non-romantic connection with. Generally, traditional flirters are more introverted. The second is a physical style. In this style of flirting, people rely on body language to signal interest. People who identify with this style feel that they are accurately able to decode others' body language, particularly when the other person may be signaling romantic or sexual interest. People who score high on this style of flirting are more likely to have rapidly escalating romantic relationships with more sexual and emotional chemistry. They're also more likely to be extroverted, open, and agreeable. Third is a playful style. Those who identify with this style of flirting feel that engaging in flirtatious interactions is meant to be fun. Even if they aren't actually interested in pursuing anything romantic or sexual, they view engaging in these behaviors as relatively harmless. They may also flirt because it makes them feel good about themselves, so they may unintentionally lead someone on. People who score high on this style of flirting are less likely to have important and meaningful romantic relationships. For men in particular, they're more likely to have casual, highly sexual relationships. Playful flirters are also more likely to be extroverted and less likely to be conscientious of others. The fourth style is a sincere style. For people who identify with this style of flirting, They engage in these behaviors to make a connection with someone else. They want to learn about that person and find out about their interests. They feel that showing sincere interests is the best way to let someone know that they're interested in them. Similar to the physical flirting style, people who score high on this style of flirting are more likely to have rapidly escalating romantic relationships with more sexual and emotional chemistry, and are similarly more likely to be extroverted, open, and agreeable. And finally is the polite style. People who identify with this style of flirting believe that you should only engage in these behaviors with caution. They feel like there are rules to how you interact with others, particularly when you're interested in pursuing a relationship with them. They feel like it's important to be polite and well-mannered in interactions with those that they're interested in, and in particular, that they shouldn't be overly sexual when expressing interest in those people. One caveat to this research is that it is largely studied in heterosexual relationships, with the perspective that flirting is largely a means to reproductive ends for human beings, which we know isn't perfectly true. One study examined the utility of this flirting styles index for non-heterosexual people and found that non-heterosexual individuals were less likely to identify with either the traditional or sincere flirting styles than were heterosexual individuals. And this makes sense, because non-heterosexual individuals are less likely to conform to traditional gender roles and expectations. Flirting is not only a fun process, but it is an important one. If you're in a romantic relationship, don't allow that to prevent you from flirting with your partner. And if you're looking to start a relationship and want to signal your attraction to that person, consider how your flirting style may affect that process or create challenges for you. Relationship Doctor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller, and our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. Follow Relationship Doctor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at relationshipdoctor@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a message at 813-397-8165. Be sure to tell me if it's okay to use your voice on the show. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.